The governor's most recent campaign finance report showed that he transferred $60,000 from his campaign to a legal defense fund. This is permitted under state law if a person is being investigated or charged with a violation of election or campaign finance laws. Some of Walker's former aides when he was Milwaukee County executive have been charged with those types of crimes as part of an ongoing John Doe investigation. Governor Walker has not been charged and has said he's not personally under investigation. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says it begs a question.
If Scott Walker is not a target of the John Doe investigation, as he claims, how is he legally permitted to establish and operate a legal defense fund?
The Democratic Party says it filed a complaint with the Government Accountability Board saying Walker's use of a legal defense fund seemed to be breaking the law, and if it wasn't, the public deserved to know more details. The party's move came on the same day that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett called a press conference to highlight the ongoing John Doe. Governor Walker's campaign issued a statement reiterating that Walker was not the target of this investigation and that this fund was set up under the guidance of the Government Accountability Board. Walker's campaign also accused the Democratic Party of trying to win an election by engaging in a witch hunt. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.